in Lodsworth, I definitely remember the village shop, which is now a house, which is, you know, near Betty Simmons. And the other side of Betty's house, the archway down, the causeway down to the back of the post office, the shop, was the post office, which yes. became a house.
And known as the old post office. Now.
Known as it, but I remember it as the post office, which was just magical, really. I don't know. I can remember it just being quaint, rather high sort of counter as you walked in the door. And, oh, there were lovely little houses there. I think they were made, I can't remember the detail. I remember the garage with the old sort of petrol pumps, and further down on the left-hand side as you're walking towards Lickville, there was another pub, but it was a beer house, I think, just a beer house. And the Hollis Arms, I remember, before Mrs. Legg came, and, oh, long before, during the war, it was divided into smaller rooms. And I remember my impression was that it was very dark, with sort of seats all round where we used to sit. And I may be wrong, but I'm not sure that there wasn't sawdust on the floor. But certainly we used to play darts there. Uh-huh. But I do remember during the war, this lovely little shop, sweetie shop, and I'm sure it was at Erica's. And as you look at Erica's from the road, on the left-hand side is a bay window and a door. And that was the sweetie shop run by one or two, I want to say little old ladies, probably like me. And you could buy, you could go in the door, and there was a little counter and buy things, but they would also sell them to you through the bay window by the door. I do remember that because I was so amused by it. And it was sort of humbugs, and I think they made all the sweeties, which I don't know how they did it because, you know, sugar and things were rationed.
I was going to say...